The Dukes marched to their own drummer. They were independent-minded people. Now, one of the best and early examples of that is right after the Civil War, when the Republican Party first comes into North Carolina. It not existed anywhere in the South before the Civil War, but it comes into the South as part of Reconstruction after the Civil War. Washington Duke became a Republican. Now, that was not a country club sort of thing to do. It was not a stylish thing to do at all, because in the eyes of the white majority, Washington Duke was one of, now there were other white Republicans, they were known as scallywags. You know, the carpetbaggers were the northern-born Republicans who came south. Well, the Republican Party in the South after the Civil War consisted of, the great majority of them, when the African Americans got the vote, most of the blacks became Republicans. Carpetbaggers and scallywags. Washington Duke became a lifelong Republican, and so did Ben, and then Buck later too. You know, Buck's idea of the greatest president the nation ever had was William McKinley. And he had this huge statue of William McKinley on his estate in New Jersey. I think Doris later gave it to some little town in Ohio. But they weren't afraid to be different.